amazing. He's an awesome God. And I just want to thank him for today that we have come back on set, on a platform. And the topic for Movement with Charles today is, my hope is strong in Christ. My hope is strong in Christ. The question is this. Is your hope strong in Christ? That's what I want to ask someone today. Or is your hope on your job? What happens if you lose your job? Is your hope on your family? What happens if the family decides, oh, they don't want you anymore? Is your hope in money? What happens if the bank shut down and don't give you your money? Where is your hope? The Bible says, in this life, it's not by mind, nor by power, but by his spirit. So the question I'm going to ask you today is, where is your hope? Is your hope strong on the world economy? What happens if the world economy changes? What happens if the world economy crashes? Build your hope strong on Christ, the solid rock. I repeat, the solid rock. You see, this is my cell phone. If I put all confidence in my cell phone, what happens if somebody see my cell phone and like it and ask me to give it to him? What do I do? Now I'm going to say, oh no, let me remove all my stuff off my phone. But if I keep my data separate from my phone, then when they ask me, I can bless you with my iPhone. Do you want it? You can have it. Glory be to God. Just pay for the postage and you can have it. Glory be to God. So where is your hope? And where are you leaning on to be strong? Lean on Christ, the solid rock. You see, I live my life by saying that me and Christ, we are majority. If me and God, we are majority, guess what? You cannot conquer Christ. Oh, Father, I thank you today in the name of Jesus that my friend, my partner who is watching on a Movement with Charles today, Lord bless, that their hope is not on the world economy. Their hope is not on their job. Their hope is not on their family. But their hope is built strong on the word of God. The word of God is your hope. The word of God is your hope. And as you allow the word of God to be your hope, you'll be surprised. Every situation will turn around. Every condition will turn around. Every problem will receive solution. Are you ready to lean on the everlasting hand of God and let your hope dwell in him? Yes or no? Say yes by typing yes right now. Say yes by sending me a message. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Let me stand in the gap and we pray together. Let us be encouraging to each other as we build our hope strong in Christ. And as we do that, I know God, who is great and mighty, will stand with us. Let me pray with you right now. Abba, Father, our hope is not built on ourselves, but our hope is built on you. Come and lead us. Come and guide us. Come and direct us. Come and strengthen us. Come and usher us in. Come and release your glory, your power, your might on our behalf. And let your solid strength guide us and hold us together. We thank you for today, that even as my partner is watching today and his or her hope is building on material things, Father, I release him or her in your hands, that you cause their hope to be built on you, the solid rock. Father, bless this person who's going through a difficult moment of wondering, who do I trust? Who do I lean on? Who should I put my focus on? Let your hope be strong in Christ. And as you do that, you see the awesomeness of God's goodness coming with you. 2024, go forth and let Christ be your hope. And let your hope be strong in Christ. And as you do that, I know you'll be blessed. I know you'll be blessed. So may the Lord bless you. And thank you for joining me on the Movement with Charles. Go with the Lord. And I will see you again. Something good